question, I think we're gonna get started. I mean, Lawrence and I mean the moderator, we had our first speaker is Dr. Luz Ivanov. She is associate professor and chair of community practice department at the University of North Carolina at Greensboro. And she has conducted research in Russia. She was a Fulbright scholar in Russia, and she has taught in health and health policy. She's currently conducting research within immigrant women from the Soviet Union. Please, Dr. Ivanov.
Welcome. I'm going to share a research study that I conducted looking at preventive healthcare practices of former Soviet Union women in Germany and the U.S. Okay, I have no relationships to disclose.
Well, we have to use this button.
So the purpose of this study, as I mentioned, was to examine immigrant women from the former Soviet Union's use of preventive healthcare practices of mammography, pap smears, and breast self-exam, both in Germany and the U.S. I'd like to give you a little bit of information about the German healthcare system so that you kind of have that in the background. Health insurance became mandatory in Germany in 2007, and there is a private and a state insurance plan there, and everyone in Germany can join the state plan. But to join the private plan, that's based on income and other factors. Since 1971, all women 20 years and older in Germany have been able to receive a pap smear paid for by their insurance plan, yearly GYN, and after the age of 30, inspection, palpation of the breast, and instruction of self-breast exam. Since 2003, women 15 to 69 years of age have been covered for mammography, screening every 2 years. Prior to 2003, mammography was mainly used for diagnostics of a suspicious lump in the breast. Give a little background on the incidence of breast cancer in Germany and the U.S. As you see here, breast cancer is the most common cancer in women at a rate of 67 per 100,000 women. And that compares with the U.S. incidence rate, which is for all races, 127 women per 100,000 women. And as you know, the Healthy People 2010 objectives state that 90% of women 18 years and older receive a pap smear within 3 years, and 70% of women 40 years and older receive mammography within 2 years. Now, research has been conducted with immigrant women from the former Soviet Union in the U.S. And what they found is that these women engage in health promotion activities less than other immigrant groups. And part of this could be because the former Soviet Union healthcare system fostered dependence on their physicians, making it difficult then for these women to employ healthy lifestyles and once in the U.S. They also would tend to use home remedies such as massage, tea, and herbal remedies before seeking health care services. And this was in the former Soviet Union, and today in Russia, a low priority for preventive health care. What that means is that there are no screening activities for cholesterol, or blood pressure, or mammography. And for example, St. Petersburg is a city of 5 million, they only have 2 mammography machines. So it tells you that they're used only for diagnostics rather than for screening. These immigrant women are found to fear cancer diagnosis and distrust cancer treatment. They have a fatalistic attitude towards health and illness. And the older women consider breast cancer and a young woman's illness. And last, they define health status as absence of illness rather than a state of wellness. Now, in Germany, I didn't find any research conducted with immigrant women from the former Soviet Union, but these are some of the findings related to German women in general. So as you see, 84% of them said they were well informed about breast cancer, 43% said they conducted breast self-exam every month. 62% of women over 50 have a mammogram. 18% of women under 30 years old had their first mammogram. And 32% between the ages of 30 and 39 had their first mammogram. Now, as for pap smear mammography, the sum is related to social class. So as you see here, 75% of women, upper class women, have a mammogram at 40 years of age, compared with 56% of middle class women and 30% of lower class women. This was a descriptive cross-sectional exploratory study used to examine immigrant women from the former Soviet Union, preventive healthcare practices in Germany and the US. The US sample was a convenient sample of immigrant women 18 years and older, and they were solicited from a community center for immigrants and refugees. The German sample was also a convenient sample of immigrant women 18 years and older who attended a clinic there. It was called the Salzstall Clinic, where they obtained health care. And 50 immigrant women in German sample were matched by age with 24 immigrant women in the US sample. There were two measures used. The first was the IFSU, which stands for Demographic Information for Immigrants from the former Soviet Union. And this measure collected data on population characteristics and preventive health behaviors. It was translated into Russian and back translated to English. And two individuals fluent in both languages received conceptual agreement, and then that final questionnaire or survey measure was used. The LIB measures, and that stands for Language Identity Behavior, and that measures language ability, meaning ability to communicate in the language, identity, the extent of identity and membership of the new culture, and behavior, the degree to which the respondents engage in behaviors of the new culture. And as you see here, there are six subscales to this measure, and this measure has been translated to Russian, and that translation has been tested for reliability and validity with good results. As I mentioned, the data collection in the U.S. Was women 18 years and older, and I received the names of these women from the center, and every second woman was sent a letter to participate in the study. There were four dates that were set for data collection. The DIFSU and LIB were self-administered, and women in the U.S. received a $10 gift card from Walmart. Data collection in Germany was, again, as I mentioned, the women who came to the clinic were asked to participate in the study, and the two measures were self-administered. Descriptive statistics were used to describe the population, demographics, and the use of preventive services and acculturation. Chi-square analysis and the Mann-Whitney test was used to examine the difference between the two immigrant groups. Shows you some of the beginning results here. The age range of women in both groups was 26 to 58. You see the mean age for the American group was 37 years, and for the German group, 45 years. The length of time that they were in the U.S. ranged from 3 months to 15 years, and the range in Germany was from 8 months to 18 years. Now, 69% of the American group completed college education, compared with 40%, and this was statistically significant using chi-square. As for work status, about half in both groups worked full-time. As you see here, 89% of the American immigrant women were more likely to report having a good or excellent health as compared to 14% of the German immigrant group. And this was also significant with chi-square. And in the US immigrant group, there were no main medical illnesses. However, the German women identified diabetes, heart disease, and hypertension as their main medical illnesses. And that also was significant using chi-square. And if you look at the mammography, you see that 69% of the American immigrants compared with 10% of the German went for mammography, which was also statistically significant. Now, using the Mann-Whitney test, you see here that the German immigrant women were significantly older than the U.S. immigrant women, and the U.S. immigrant women were slightly more likely to have a likely to perceive their health status as good or excellent. And those are the major findings with this study. As you see, though, the acculturation was not significant. So, if we look at the findings, you know, what are they telling us? I think what they're saying is that although Germany has a comprehensive healthcare system that covers all residents, preventive services such as mammography were not offered until 2003. And this may account for the significantly low use of mammography in Germany. And the German immigrants were older than the U.S. immigrants, and many older women, as I mentioned, the research shows, believe that breast cancer is a younger woman's disease or illness rather than an older woman. And the U.S. immigrant women were more highly educated, which may explain their use of preventive services. And the German women reported significantly more hypertension, diabetes, and heart disease, which may explain why they also were saying that they had poor or fair health status. So in conclusion, although German residents have health care coverage, an emphasis on disease prevention and health promotion related to breast cancer is only beginning. Now, as we all know, in the U.S. we're talking about health reform and beginning to talk about moving to a universal health care system. And I think as we do that, we need to remember to keep health promotion and disease prevention as a cornerstone of any attempts. Otherwise, we may end up costing the healthcare system more in morbidity of these women. So, here's a picture of some immigrant women from the former Soviet Union. And as public health nurses, we know that health behaviors are learned behaviors that can be changed when appropriate interventions are in place to minimize barriers and assist immigrants' understanding of health